The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is The Real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. Can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. And just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975. And somebody on the Twitch, Chase H, says, like the shirt, Fred, where's it from? These are the ones they used to sell at Lucky's, but you can go online to edoshirtco.com and you can get this shirt. He's got a whole bunch of cool stuff, hats. And yeah, so shout out to my buddy there. You can. There's some really, really cool stuff.
R.I.P.
Well, to Lucky's, but the company still exists. So if you want these shirts, you just go to edoshirtco.com. And I've got about three of them. They're really cool. I've also got a cool ass hoodie, which can't wear right now.
You're like a clothes collector now.
Not really. I mean,
t-shirts, masks.
I have been collecting masks. I have a whole bunch of them now, which we're going to be wearing them for a while and I don't mind. So, Xavier says, let's be equal about this because the Green Bay Packers, Brewers, and Aaron Rodgers talked about the shooting. LeBron wasn't the only one. I don't care what they say either, Xavier. I don't know what your point is. And I really don't. It's just doesn't. You know, I'll make my own opinions on it when I've had a chance to read. I don't care what athletes tell me to think about stuff.
Well, I do. That's all I care
about. Or actors. Let's say actors.
The whole point of it was, and what Josh was talking about, was that I don't think Aaron Rodgers went on TV and says that there was a possibility that this guy just hated black people and woke up saying, you know what, I'm going to kill a black man today. Like, that's why there was firestorm over what LeBron said.
Yeah, because
he intimated that there was a possibility that this was like pre-planned and only happened because this guy was a black guy.
Yeah, well, like I said, the only comment I made about it, and he only sent it to me, was that I don't care what LeBron thinks. I don't care what those other guys think either. I really don't. I don't care what.
Do you care what I think?
Yeah, I do.
Thanks, I do. Fred.
I just when it comes to stuff like this, you know, athletes have their target audience that they're going for. I'm not it. I've known enough athletes to know most of them are dumber than a barrel of hair. I really don't care what they think. And actors and people like that, same thing. I do care what people think who actually study this stuff and who have done it. If you're going to talk about tasing somebody, I'm going to ask somebody who's been tased.
Well,
so
I am an expert on being tased.
And that's totally okay if you want to go around and listen to these guys, but you know, they're just like you. They've just got an opinion. It's because they wear a jersey that makes theirs better than yours.
I'll also say that I got hit by one of those stun gun things before and not as effective as the actual taser that shoots the things into your body, the barbs.
How was that?
I mean, it was fine.
Was that something in the military you guys had to do?
No.
They wouldn't shoot you with a stun gun just to see how you take it?
No, I got hit with a stun gun by the cops in Nashville.
Ah.
But
you were criminalizing.
Yeah, I was a bad guy back
then.
Okay,
okay.
So take that for what you will. Anything you're hearing right now is coming from someone who's been arrested by the police. So I don't know if I'm allowed to speak on it exactly. But yeah, that thing, it's not as effective.
Yeah, it's... Like I said, when I feel like I have a full grasp on what happened, I'll be happy to weigh in on this, but I'm not going to be somebody who's just going to instantly react like any of those people that you mentioned did. And plus, you know, there's enough to worry about right now.
We got our own problems.
We got our own problems down here. So, hey, you want to hear something kind of cool?
Sure.
our buddy Stevie D at Culture Map wrote this story, and I got my email this morning with all the Culture Map stuff. The guy who is producing the new Bill and Ted movie, you've probably met him because he's one of the partners here, Grant Guthrie.
I don't know. I may have.
Yeah, he's kind of a shorter guy, older guy, real pleasant.
Does he wear glasses?
I don't think so. Sometimes, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, he actually produced the new Bill and Ted movie.
All right.
So I hope it does well. But yeah, he's a real cool dude. And I was like reading the story going, damn, I know that guy. That's cool. So listener Steven, new skit on the Blitz. See which host can take each type of stun gun better. No. I'm not doing that.
I already know which one I take better. So I can actually shoot them with stun guns if you want. If you want to do this contest.
832 says, Fred is turning the tables on stick to sports guys onto athletes. No, not at all. They're certainly entitled to their opinion. You're certainly entitled to listen to them. I don't care. Me personally, Fred Fowler, Max Falcon, does not give a rat's ass what those guys think. Me. You can care all you want. That's the beauty of America. I mean, it's my choice to who I listen to. And it's your choice. You don't have to listen to me. You're not paying attention to what I say and paying attention to what AJ says. But I'm not going to go and sit here and make a big deal out of these guys because I don't really care what they think. They're not people whose opinions I respect on things unless they've been through it. And some people have, and I do. And I think there are some athletes who are very, very educated on subjects, and I'll listen to them. But stuff like this, I mean, they're just guys giving political opinions, frankly. And for me, it doesn't matter. For you, it can. And guess what? That's perfectly all right. I'm not going to rip you for it. If you think these guys are important, that they're out there doing this stuff, that's awesome. And it may be. It's just I'm not their target audience. And I think that's something we all need to realize a little bit in life.
Is Fred's old and he's not trying to hear from any of these young cats?
Not so. I'm sorry, but not everybody is the target audience for everybody.
That's true. Even us.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason that there's some people that they listen and go, what the bleep are these guys talking about? We're not for everybody. You know, athletes' political opinions aren't for everybody. It's okay. I mean, it's nice to be well-rounded and listen to as many things as you want, but you know, not everybody is for everyone. And you know, athletes' opinions aren't for me.
I mean, there could be a smart athlete who shows up.
No, there's some. I mean, but you know what? Let's throw another one out there. I don't ever want to hear from Curt Schilling again.
Yeah.
Or who's the idiot former Astro who's gone so right wing? Aubrey Huff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not just, I just want to make this clear. It's not just LeBron James because boy, LeBron's a liberal.
Glad you caught me. I almost said Lance Berkman before you said Aubrey Huff. So,
but those guys, their opinions are out there and people listen to them and pay attention. And I don't care. And it's only because they're athletes.
And if you're leaning heavy one side or the other, yeah, I'm normally not here to hear about it either.
So,
but again, they're entitled to what they want. I mean, if they want to put it out there, God bless them. That's on them.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to do, how I'm going to take it, that's up to me.
Yeah, and it's up to you how you're going to take it. So, yeah. Says, but you were generalizing athletes. Some, although very few, might be well-educated and have a good opinion. I did say that there's a few, yeah. But in general, yes. I mean, that they're not people who are trained for this. They're not people who study this. They're people who instantly react. It's the same thing as a lot of your radio hosts, frankly. Oh, we got to have an opinion on this immediately. And, you know, it's not for me. So, and that's my choice, and that's all. You don't have to follow along. I don't care.
If there are any athletes who have, you know, if you've got a degree in social studies or political science while you were in college, okay, maybe I'll hear from you.
Yeah, well,
I'm interested.
And if you've gone and done a bunch of volunteer work and things like that, Sure. But I don't think that's the case here. LeBron is basically, and one thing Josh said is right. He's basically a politician right now.
He is.
And that's what he does. And I don't, and I think if you listen to the show, you know my opinion of politicians is just as low. So, you know, and I guess it's not completely fair to lump everybody together because I think Kenny Stills has been really good about this whole issue and meeting with the police chief and talking about the right way to do it. And I respect that, and I respect his opinion. And I guess I just don't respect LeBron's because I think LeBron's a politician, and I don't think he's real. He's no different than Joe Biden or Donald Trump or, you know, fill in the blank, Obama, Bush, any of them. And I agree with Josh on that. So that's why I don't give a rat's ass about his opinion. And I think Aaron Rodgers is a dumbass, so I don't care about his either. So, the only athlete opinion I care about is one who loves Arkansas milk.
Well,
oh,
that's a guy who knows something about it. But yeah, like it's when, and it goes with actors and musicians and anyone with a platform. You've got to know who to listen to. Are you listening to someone just because they've got, you can't assume that they all know what the hell they're talking about.
No, and I guess that's a problem. I should clarify. Because there's a lot of them who do. Like, I'll listen to Tom Morello all day about stuff.
Well, Tom Morello has a degree in political science from Harvard.
Okay.
That seems like a guy who, I'll listen to some of your thoughts on the political landscape.
And there's a lot of actors and musicians and specifically some rappers that are out in the community doing a lot of stuff. And I listen to them. I'm not going to listen to people who are doing stuff for attention.
So, will you listen to Ozzy on politics?
No. If Ozzy wants to tell me how to snort ants off the ground like cocaine.
Would you listen to Tommy Lee, the drummer from Motley Crue?
If he wants to talk to me about how to make a porno.
Or how to have a really large.
Right. I would listen.
Okay. That would be advice that he would be an expert on. Mm. So you talk to people about what they're an expert in.
Yeah. And
like Lawyer Dave, for instance.
Yeah.
He's an expert in keeping me from going to jail.
Or he's also an expert if you get in an accident while you're trying to escape the storm and you get in an accident. He's there for you.
What happens if some guy's trying to leave town and some guy hauling a big rig hits him? Boy, Lawyer Dave's going to sue the pants off him and get you those bucks. Aren't you, Lawyer Dave?
You're darn right I am. This is Lawyer Dave, Houston-based Lawyer David Mestemaker. And Blitzers, I am here to help you. If you get in any kind of an accident anywhere, some big rig slams into you because they're not paying attention, or a case I have where all the traffic stopped and the big rig guy was texting and smashed into the back of this car and nearly killed these two cats, yeah, we're going to sue the heck out of those guys and get you money.
Yeah, and if that happens to you, they should call you, and they don't have to worry about paying you anything up front.
That's exactly right. They should call me at 713-626-8900, and I'll help them out. And they don't have to pay me any money up front. We do all our consultations for free, and we do it on a contingency basis, meaning when we win, we split the money. You get more than I do, but we split it together.
Dave, I'm hurt. I can't afford to go to the doctor, and you know, I don't know what I would do.
Well, then you'd call Lawyer Dave, and he'd say, where do you live? What kind of doctor do you need? We'll get you an Uber. We'll get you there without any money out of your pocket up front for sure.
And basically, no. When you win, they win. They don't pay anything. You guys are in it together. You're gambling together.
Right. We take it from beginning to end. We don't just take the low-hanging fruit, and if there's troubles, we dismiss them. We take people from the beginning of the time when they get hurt, get their medical treatment, get better. Then if we have to go to trial, by golly, we go to trial. I've tried literally hundreds of jury trials.
All right. Tell them how they can get in touch with you, Dave.
Hit me up, boys, at 713-626-8900. Or you can find me at lawyerdave.com. Or you can hit me at my tweet me at lawyerdavelaw. Or Fred and AJ both know how to get a hold of me, and I do appreciate y'all's continued help for sure.
All right, man, avoid that storm, and what do they do if they need a lawyer?
They better dial Dave. Oh, beautiful day, please come back, take away this rain.
A ray of sunshine on a cloudy day. How did we let you stay?
We never thought we...
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 832 says, why the hatred towards Aaron Rodgers? Because he criticized sports media? First off...
Wait, Aaron Rodgers.
I hate Aaron Rodgers. But I'm going to... Obviously, you've never, ever listened to the show because nobody's more critical of the media than I am. And number two, if you read my column on Sports Map last week, it was about how he was right about that. So, nice try.
Nice try, sucker.
Complete whiff. But oh, no, boy. I don't give a rat's ass about his political opinions or anything else. I mean, that's, and it's great if you do. You should listen to people you look up to. I prefer to listen to people who are smarter than me.
Here's the real news of the day, Fred. Dear loyal Cashada Casino guest, to ensure the safety of our guests and associates during Hurricane Laura, Cashada Casino Resort will temporarily close effective Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. We'll reopen as soon as it's safe to do so. If they're closing the casinos, you know it's bad.
I don't know. I haven't gotten one from the Nugget yet.
Well, the Nugget may be like, you know what? We're standing tall.
Yeah, well, they're going to sit there. Hey, if this thing keeps going west and gets Houston, we're fine. I'm sure that's what they're thinking.
It sucks that your house is going to be gone, but come stay with us for $300 a night.
God.
Lamont says, after LeBron tried to blast Maury over his Hong Kong comment, I knew that I could no longer take his social commentary seriously. I think he did lose a lot at that point.
Yeah, well, and again, it's the inconsistency of it, though, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is cutting into our pocketbooks. And the NBA, too. And I think it makes the NBA look really phony. And, you know, I don't think you should dismiss that. And that's why some people aren't going to take you seriously all the time. It's like, oh, you can have an opinion about this, but not that.
Yeah.
Up, 832 says the Nugget closed at 2. They were ahead of the game.
Okay, good for them.
Yeah, so they just didn't send out an email saying, don't come here.
See, I'm not on their mailing list for some reason, which makes no real sense because I've stayed there a bunch.
Are you part of their rewards program?
Yeah. So I'm Cushada, too. In fact, that pretty much any casino... starting when you cross the border with the Delta Downs Casino, anything that's not a gas station, I pretty much am a rewards member. Well, I haven't been over there in a while. They were sending us to Vegas so much, wasn't really any reason to go. I was planning to go over. I almost went on the, when we took that time off, but it's like, I don't know if I'm really ready for a casino yet.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, I'm done with this topic. You guys can feel free to keep it going on the Twitch channel, but let's get on to some fun stuff. Remember how I was talking about Mike Zimmer and how, oh, it's so unfair that some teams are going to have fans? Vic Fangio? He doesn't give a damn.
I can't imagine caring about that.
He said, I really don't give a damn about that. If we can play in a stadium that's full, half full, a third full, home or away, we're happy.
I can't imagine that anyone really is like, oh, it's just not fair. They've got fans and we don't.
Yeah.
The places that don't have fans, aren't they allowing piped in crowd noise anyway?
Yep.
There's got to be a limit that, right?
I don't know if they've put an actual rule in place. They were considering letting every stadium just pipe in crowd noise.
Yeah, we've got to figure out what the rule is, though, because we can't have someone coming, like whoever's got the best sound system has the best home field advantage. That doesn't seem right. There's got to be like a decibel limit.
Well, I mean, every stadium with a roof has an automatic advantage.
I vote that they take like a 3-year average of the, because they read the decibel at all those stadiums. Take the 3-year average of the decibel reading during their home games, and that's what you can set it at. That's your max.
I don't even think it should be. First off, I think the idea of fake crowd noise is stupid.
I do too.
But if you're going to do it, I think it should be half of what your average decibel level is.
Okay.
I mean, it's enough to where you can hear it on TV, but it doesn't impact the game at all. And it shouldn't impact the game.
Is it true the guys in the NBA bubble, they can't hear all the crowd noise?
I have no idea.
Is it just quiet in there while they're playing?
Because
obviously they can't see all the people, like the fans waving and stuff like that. They can't see any of that. But I wonder if they can hear the noise, or is it just quiet?
I think it's just quiet. That's how it was with the soccer. It was the crowd noise was just on TV.
Can they not see the video boards with the fans on? No, they're not green screens.
No, I don't think you can.
Huh.
I thought they were just video boards, not green screens. No, you could see what's going on.
I think you can. I think you can see those.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, see, this is where I need somebody smarter than me to tell us. Hockley Dan said, Fred, didn't a casino think you were dead? Yes, that was a true story. Because I had not played a World Series of Poker event in 12 years. And I had all these points. The last one was in St. Louis, I think. And had all these points built up. And when I went to go and renew my card, the lady said, oh, we thought you had passed on. No, I've just been broke for 12 years. That's all it was. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I got some other fun stuff I need to get to. Oh, not so fun. You see Grant Delpit's already out for the year?
That's not fun.
No.
That's not the fun stuff we're talking
about. No, I was kind of bummed because I thought he'd be, I thought he's going to be a pretty good pro, and he still will be, but that's a bummer, man. Go out before your first season. Let's see. I had my positive COVID news for the day.
But did it change? Did it turn on
well,
you?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of bummed because of the, the storm thing has kind of taken away from my positive COVID news, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. So I told you that the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd that the cases had leveled out to around 1,400 a day. Yesterday, the 24th, only 838 new cases.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Second lowest number since late June. So there's your non-pedophile positive COVID news of the day.
Thank you, friend.
Does that cheer everybody up?
Yeah.
So there's also a really, I guess ESPN tweeted out a list of what teams are going to allow fans. It's a pretty small number. And a lot of them are going to wait and see. But basically, New York, California, Seattle's not allowing any for the first three. Jerry is allowing fans. Arrowhead's allowing fans. The Florida teams are allowing fans. The rest are pretty much wait and see.
Hearing Josh, it sounds like Florida, it's the Wild West. No one cares there about anything. Like, they look at you funny if you wear a mask.
Yeah, you know, which, okay. I have no interest in going to Florida right now. But, yeah, they may also be the first ones to get over it. So I'm totally fine with fans in the stands. As long as and I get that that's not going to happen in California or New York. That's just not going to happen. But I don't understand why Vegas has basically said, hey, we got a brand new stadium, nobody in it for the first year. Because... and if you have an outdoor stadium, I don't see what the problem is at all. I mean, I mean, as long as people will do what they're supposed to, which is, and guess what? Enforce it. If you see somebody not wearing their mask while they're not drinking or whatever, say, all right, hey, listen, you paid $1,500 a ticket. We're going to kick your ass out if you don't put your mask on. It's that simple. So.
A lot of people still tweeting about Earl Thomas. Someone said Earl Thomas would not be at this point. Earl Thomas is not what he was. Wouldn't improve the Falcons' safeties. Wouldn't improve the Cowboys' safeties. Whew. Now that I look at it, that's Chris Sims saying that.
Oh,
Chris, a former Longhorn. Oh, Mac Brown would be so mad at Chris Sims right now if he heard this. Says at this point, Earl Thomas is firmly a middle of the pack safety. Isn't better than what the Falcons have, and arguably not an upgrade for the Cowboys. Thinks he might have to wait for a suitor. I kind of think that's true, because let's face it: if Earl Thomas were Earl Thomas of 5 years ago, are the Ravens cutting him for punching someone?
Well, if you believe what the Ravens say, there's a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
And you would have cut him just for having sex in a room with his brother. But
that's true.
No, I don't think, of course, he's not what he was 5 years ago. But I still think he's a better than average safety in the league. Their defense isn't better with him gone.
I agree with that.
But their locker room may be. And, you know, that's the thing. When you're super great, people will put up with your BS. When you're just pretty good, you can be replaced. And, you know, I think they're, if you can't succeed in Baltimore, that just seems to me like that. They guys like that thrive there. I mean, they really do. So, yeah. Told it is not a green screen with the fans.
Okay.
So that's actually.
So they can see all that.
Yeah. Which I'm sure there's some.
Because what I was understanding, like to hear Dame Lillard talk about it, he's like, I'm shooting so well because I'm not seeing all these fans.
I think they just show them before the games. And I guess they just flip them at times. But you also don't have. You don't have fans behind the goals. It's probably what he's talking about. Okay. Your background.
So they're only on the sides.
Yeah. Yeah. Hockey's doing the same thing. I've noticed they've got, they're piping in a bunch of fans, which, you know, I'm sure they're doing the same thing with the crowd noise, but it is kind of interesting to watch, because from a TV perspective, it really isn't any different watching it on TV. Now, I also have the thing muted a lot of times. Like the Astros right now. We're watching, look, 6-3 Astros, by the way, in the sixth. Only playing 7 innings.
Top of the seventh.
Oh, top of the seventh? Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the sixth that's next to the Astros, thinking that's the inning. So if they close this out here, they will win this game, right?
Yep.
But, you know, it doesn't, there's no difference really. You don't notice that there's no fans. And, you know, I don't, from a TV perspective, and let's face it, most people are consuming these games on TV now and have been for a while, then it's no big deal. And I think they're pulling it off. But I would love to see some fans in the seats. And all the plans I've seen make sense. And I'm also kind of past the point of, you know, we need to just paralyze everything. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Who is this, Aaron?
This is Emerge.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I like those guys a lot. All the bands you hear today are local bands, and Aaron tweets them all out. So if you like one in particular, go check them out. Go buy something from them, man. Support your local artists. We're all about that here.
I think one of the ones we play was actually using some of this lockdown time to write new music together and record it.
Like, that's what I'm talking about.
From home to put it together.
That's pretty cool. So, yeah, man. Got me on this muting sports guys again. I don't want to do that. But it really, you don't need that. You don't need to hear the guys just tell what's going on. The only time it really helps, I think, is like if you're watching baseball and somebody knocks the crap out of something when you can hear it hit the bat.
That's nice.
Yeah. 832 says, need some brutal death metal for Tuesdays. Where do I send my band's music? Follow Degenerates 975 on Twitter and hit Aaron up. That's the way to do it. And he will play it, because he's he's into this stuff too. I have some other positive Rona news. Can we do that?
Yeah, keep it coming, Fred. It's a positive Rona Tuesday.
Yeah, well,
People are looking for positive Rona news.
You're Mr. Non-pedophile Texans guy.
That's right. You're trying to move into that market.
I'm moving into
You saw that it made me instantly famous on Twitter.com.
Yes.
And you're like, you know what? I've got to get some of that. Because you also are not a pedophile, despite the fact that your doppelganger is. And a lot of people confuse you and think, oh, that's the guy that was in Ferris Bueller and Deadwood. He's a kid diddler. But that's not. He just looks exactly like
him. He does not look exactly like me at all.
Exactly.
No.
Like you.
Bradley Cooper is not a diddler. So,
one lady said you look like Bradley Cooper.
You know what?
Literally everyone thinks you look like Jeffrey Jones.
Well, you know what? I choose to listen to her.
You can't just pick and choose.
Well, why not? You listen.
You just said you need to listen to all sides
and
then make your decision.
I have, and that's the decision I'm taking. And you know why? Because I take enough crap from you guys. And I don't need that. I need one positive in my life when it comes to appearance. Somebody else, and I can't remember the guy's name, but it was the dude who played the father in the original Transformers. So, oh, you look like that dude. And I'm like, oh, you might be right. That's not good. So I take Doug Marrone. I'll take Doug Marrone. Let me have Doug Marrone. He's not a diddler. He's not even a very good coach, but he's a coach. But basically, how about this? And good sign for the NFL. Here we go. Non-diddler, positive Rona news. The NFL released its first league-wide test results. And, this is their second round. Zero players tested positive. They had all those false positives from that one place. But here we are, 2 weeks from the season, and their protocols are working. I call that positive news.
I'll accept that as positive.
Okay.
I mean, anytime there's zero, that's positive.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, zero positives, which is also a positive.
That's confusing.
I'm confused now. Yeah. I think the president kind of confused me.
I was
going to
say, I thought zero was neither positive nor negative. That was the appeal about it.
Lamont's got a really good question here.
Really?
Should Queen Lena Hidalgo or Queen Sylvester Turner? I don't think Sylvester Turner's a queen, by the way. Should they fine Houstonians whose mask flies off during the hurricane?
Ooh.
Depends.
Well,
are they in a restaurant? Are they seated at their table when the hurricane blows their mask off?
I have a ruling on this. Do they make an effort to chase it? If they do, no fine. If they just like, it's gone, fine.
Yeah, because we've all been like, we've been walking when it's super windy outside.
Yeah.
And like, whatever you're carrying, like, let's say you're carrying, a newspaper or something, and a gust just takes it. And there's people who will like chase after it, even knowing it's a lost cause. That thing's gone. And there's other people who go, damn it. So the people who chase.
Better example, your hat blows off.
Good example.
Now, do you chase? I chase it.
It depends on how high the winds are.
Right. Well, now, if it blows the hat into the middle of a busy street.
The hat's gone.
Yeah, I mean, I got to say, it was a good relationship, but we're done.
There are many, many hats underneath the Wonder Woman ride at Six Flags in San Antonio. And like, so you can tell how long they've been there by how much water life has built up on top of it. So some of them, it's like it's the shape of a hat, but it's like covered in seaweed type stuff. And there's others you can tell are fresh. You'll see like cell phones and stuff there. But like, you're not going to jump off a roller coaster to try to save your hat, obviously. I don't think you should go chase your mask in a hurricane. So I'm going to say if my mask flew off in a hurricane, I'd just chalk that up.
I mean, if you got a Boomer Naturals mask, it's not going to fly off.
That's true. They're so well fitted.
Well, that's too bad you didn't have a read there. That was a perfect lead into it.
And you know what? Whatever kind of junk the hurricane tries to blow into my mouth, I'll be safe because of the nano silver.
That's true.
And BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Hoffman to save 20%.
And if you want to see how cool some of these masks look, all you have to do is go on Twitch because I've got one.
Right.
One of the gators.
You're literally the ugliest model I could have.
No, that makes it perfect because when I put it on, I don't look ugly.
You look less ugly.
No, I don't, because it covers my beak.
But if it could only cover your whole head.
Well, it does. If you do it right, I'll show you. It covers everything.
Let's see.
Everything but the eyes.
Yeah, but I need the eyes gone, too.
Okay, well, that's why I have sunglasses, dickweed.
Okay, put those back on.
Okay, see? There you go. How's that?
Pull it up a little bit more over your nose. That's a lot. I know that's a lot.
That's good. There you go.
That's better. Okay, now look at Twitch, guys, and buy that mask. BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Hoffman. Thank you, Fred.
All right.
I'm not going to call you Fred. I'm going to call you Model.
I'm going to go to my new radio name, Max Falcon. You can call me that. there we go. All right, see?
I knew you'd fix it.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to help you with you know.
I tweeted out, again, I don't think this is political, but only because it's hilarious. did you see the libertarian candidate for tax collector in Florida?
No, I did not.
So there's this guy, Kyle Keene. It says, elect Kyle Keene for tax collector. And it shows a picture of him with his button-up shirt and suit jacket. And Davey Parrish, who's the libertarian candidate for tax collector, posted a sign right next to his that says, taxation is theft. That's the guy I would vote for tax collector, because I feel like he gets it. He seems less likely to take my money. I prefer that guy.
Was there a picture of him in like a t-shirt? And
no, he's shorts? Wearing a yellow and black striped tie. I tweeted it out.
Okay, that headline looks good. Hurricane Laura barreling towards Louisiana. Oh, wait a minute. This is on the Astros game. Why would I trust is that the Weather Channel?
No, this is the Weather Channel. You switched
over.
I've been flipping back and forth.
So now we're safe.
Yeah, game one is over. So I flipped it back to the Weather Channel.
But they're saying towards Louisiana, so we're safe.
Yeah, I think they're saying Lake Charles is the primary target.
That's even farther east.
Well, that's where, like I said, that's where they said Jim Cantore. If he shows up in your town, the second he gets off the plane, you know to pack your bags and file your insurance.
Lake Charles would be awesome. I mean, no offense, Lake Charles. I'm just saying that would be better than over here. Somebody, why was today's game only 7 innings? When they do doubleheaders, both games are 7 innings.
Listen, don't complain. You know who loves 7-inning games more than anyone? The Astros.
They just won. Yeah, they don't have to use their bullpen.
You don't have to use a bullpen. The less you have to use the bullpen, the better it is for the Astros.
I think Ryan Pressly got the save, so he loves it too, because he wasn't in long enough to screw it up.
Yeah, you didn't have to bring him in the ninth. By the way, would you like some really good news for your Army football team?
Oh, give it to me, man. Are they playing? Are we playing ball?
They're planning to play.
I ain't scared.
There's only two games on this schedule that you might say, okay, they could lose that.
Okay.
So they have Middle Tennessee.
That's a win, I think.
Should be a win.
You never know with Army.
No,
though.
But I mean, if Army's, I mean, Army's supposed to be pretty good again this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that'll be the first game. Middle Tennessee's never seen anything like them. So, yeah. Louisiana Monroe.
I think that's a win.
Winnable. Here's one that I think is going to be tough. BYU.
That's probably a loss.
But it wouldn't be out of character for them to beat BYU.
No.
Especially at home. Well, I don't know if these are home or road. This is just who they're playing. Abilene Christian. I'm going to give them a win.
That's a win.
The Citadel.
That's a win.
UTS.
Those are fake military guys.
UTSA.
Well, that's probably a win.
Mercer.
That's almost a sure win. Boy, where are they finding these? These are like...
Well, it's just teams that are desperate for anybody to play.
These are 1AA teams.
Air Force is, you know...
They'll beat Air Force.
They're better than Air Force, yeah. At Tulane, that won't be easy either.
They'll beat Tulane.
Georgia Southern.
They'll beat them.
And then Navy on December 12th.
No.
Well, I mean, they've been better than Navy the last couple years.
Not last year,
but,
I don't think.
But they have only two road games on the schedule.
That's smart.
At UTSA and at Tulane. And everything else is, well, the Navy game's neutral.
In Philly, yeah.
But.
By the way, I wish they would go back to home and home with that. I don't like the just playing the game in Philadelphia all the time. I want to go to a game at West Point against Navy.
Wouldn't it be badass if they're undefeated going to the Navy game?
That would be badass.
Like I said, looking at this, the only two games, like, I don't think they'll be favored against BYU, and I don't know if they'll be favored at Tulane. But that doesn't mean they can't beat them. Everybody else on here is a free throw. Sorry, UTSA.
Yeah, Navy plowed Army last year, though. No, I don't feel good about that matchup, but you never know in Corona time.
Game of Jones says Frank Billingsley has it going more east, too. So what changed? The 4 o'clock thing, they said the same track.
I don't know.
Aaron, I'm going to need you to do some research and find out what changed in this thing. But I'm liking my Vinton prediction again.
Someone says there's too many fans at Army Navy to have them at home and home. It'd just be a lot cooler if they did. And by the way, I don't know how Philadelphia was like, oh, we'll just give you all the games. That's BS, too.
It's a city of brotherly love, man.
Yeah, whatever. They should move it around, then. Bring it down to Houston. Let us see it.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Little late hits tonight. No soccer matters. They've switched, right?
Yep. Late hits tonight. Soccer matters tomorrow.
We were talking about something on the Twitch, and Battery Chuck said you couldn't argue with Dr. Frank's buzz cut. Yeah, we're talking about Dr. Neil Frank back in the day was the hurricane expert. And they like brought him in with all this fanfare, and like his first big storm, he totally whiffed. So, all right, let's do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
You know, there are certain stories that when I read them, I think there's no hope for humanity. And I'm trying to be positive on most things today.
Okay.
But this one.
You're positive non-pedo guy.
Right. I am your source for all positive news from a non-pedophile.
Okay.
But apparently, a YouTuber made a video where he did nothing for 2 hours. He just sat there for 2 hours, and he got 3 million views.
Is that like the whispering stuff?
No, but this is not even that. This is nothing. It's just him sitting there in front of a camera, not talking, not moving, not doing anything.
Was he staying perfectly still?
He was staying pretty still, but he was still like move his head a little bit. It's like him looking at the camera for 2 hours. 3 million views. The man in the video, Muhammad Did It, or Didit, I'm guessing. He's 21 years old. Said, 2 hours, honestly, I'm not too worried about the urge to pee. I'm afraid if my parents call, then if I don't answer, I'll get into trouble. You're 21 years old, and you're going to get in trouble with your parents? Come on, Didit. But it's now got over 3.2 million views. His subscriber list has grown from around 2,000 people to almost 40,000 since he published the video. I didn't expect it at all because I only intended to make the video for my subscribers. 3 million views of a guy just sitting there, and it's not like he's that handsome or anything.
I want to know what, like,
in fact, he's not handsome. All right, he's young, but I think I have him beat. Nicer hair.
But I'm trying to think about, like, which of his subscribers did he think were like, you know what I'd really like to see?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, people on Twitch, we're just going to stand here and stare at the camera for 2 hours and not say a word. That would go over just awesome. Like, there'd be four people. How do you get 3 million?
I don't know. I did get 200 followers when I became the non-pedo Texans reporter. I haven't reported a lot of Texans news. I better do that now. Texans say they will be satisfied with a division championship.
Well,
division championship better than not winning division championship, says Bill O'Brien. You can go ahead and run that now from your non-pedo Texans news guy at AJ is the real. Thank you for the follow.
Fred Fowler's Madden Texans won the Super Bowl. So that's some Texans news for you.
That's not Texans news. You already won a Super Bowl?
I told you. I got up pretty early and was playing. Yeah. But, well, the one thing I was mentioning this on
you
Twitch.
You played 16 games of Madden today?
Yeah. Well, but not really, because one of the new things, and I was talking about this on Twitch earlier, and you were running around, not paying attention. But one of the new things they have on there is you can just play offense on franchise.
Okay.
And so I just played offense. And then if I got up 42-0, I'd just sim the rest of it.
Can you be proud of a Super Bowl championship if you only play offense?
Well, yeah, just, you know. I
don't think so.
Defense is for communists. And if I'm going to, I just want to outscore you. That's, you know, that's my UH background.
Yeah, you need to be playing college football.
Well, guess what we don't have, AJ?
Sorry.
It's not my fault.
And if you ever press simulate, even if you're up 42-0, you can't count that as a Super Bowl win.
Well, I didn't simulate the Super Bowl. Just
well, yeah, but I'm saying period. Hey,
regular season games, I'm playing the Bengals. When it's 42-0 in the third quarter, come on.
This is a tainted championship, isn't it?
I feel like it is.
It has to be. But it's still insane that you played 16 half games of Madden today.
Yeah, but they're in like 8-minute quarters. I'm not playing the full 60-minute games. Otherwise, I'd be putting up 300 points.
Okay, now I need a judgment, because on MLB The Show, when you're playing Road to the Show, every game you can hit it where it skips all plays you're not involved with. So I play right field, so unless it says it's probably going to come out anywhere near right field, it just skips me ahead to the next at bat.
I mean,
does that count?
Yeah, because you're playing a different kind of game.
Okay. That was my logic. But I wanted to make sure I'm not the only one.
You're playing, and when you play Road to the Show, you're not playing the team game necessarily. You're playing as an individual player.
Plus, it's baseball; it's not a real sport, so
it's true. Oh, that reminds me.
Anyway, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. Aaron, we need to get an air check of this. Turn the music down so I can tell people. Have you been waiting for a new AAA golf video game? It's here with PGA Tour 2K21. Play against the pros, play with your crew in PGA Tour 2K21. You can play by the rules or create your own like Fred does, where he just makes up rules to video games. All new PGA Tour Career Mode. Prove you've got what it takes to become the FedEx Cup champion. Take on PGA Tour pros during your very own career, earning rewards and gear along the way. PGA Tour pros and new courses. You can play against Justin Thomas and 11 top pros on stunning real-life courses, including TPC Sawgrass, Eastlake Golf Club, and more. Get the party started. Hit the links with friends by playing local and online matches, including Alt Shot, Stroke Play, Skins, and Four-Player Scramble. And, of course, you can make your own rules. Command your clubhouse with online societies. It's kind of like what you play for. You can make your own crew. Run full seasons and tournaments and earn bragging rights on the course. PGA 2K21 is out now on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, and PC, and is rated E for everyone.
Yeah, I can't wait to try that. Man, that looks fun. So, all right. Hockley Dan said, Fred, I couldn't take it. I pulled out the Xbox 360 and played NCAA 14 the past 3 days. Yeah, we made the mistake of giving our 360 to some of our nephews in Canada. And I found that game, and I'm like looking at it longingly. I'm probably going to go buy a used 360 just to play that game.
I might have one for you.
Oh, really?
I need to check the garage, but I'm pretty sure I still have the wife's 360.
Awesome, because I would definitely play that game. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Broken lines in the better times.
At ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.